7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, it certainly isn't 9:05, no. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm excited about it. Can you tell? Hello. Hello. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And that means it's time for me to pour some tea. Wow, there's barely any left in this teapot. What are we going to do? All right, well, we got some tea. How much more do we have in there? Oh, there's not a lot. Are we going to be making tea on the show today? I don't know. Haven't decided. What are we drinking today? We're drinking Che Guan Yin, and I need more. Oh, it's so good. The Iron Goddess of Mercy. Yeah. I switched to this yesterday. Yesterday afternoon sometime. Sometime after Dubious Goals Committee was over, I said, I need some more tea. What kind of tea am I going to drink? I think I want to drink some Che Guan Yin. Oh, yeah. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Cannot get enough of it. All right, now we need to get moving because we need to go into the other room because that's where the thing is. What thing? What thing are you talking about, Tobe? Well, if everybody will remember, a couple of days ago. Well, hello. Well, what are you doing up here? Okay, what's the cat yanging about? What's my baby Bonkins doing? I mean, now we gotta see what the cat wants. What does the kitty want? Okay, I thought so. So what we need to do here is walk into the kitchen. Because the kitty wants some kitty water. And here's the other thing that I don't think I told anybody. We are back on the kitty water. We're not drinking any yucky tap water anymore. No, we had to switch back over to the real kitty water. Do you want some real kitty water? Say yes, please. Oh, you want some kitty water? Okay. So I had to go to the store. Yes, hello. I had to go to the store two nights ago, to buy some kitty water, which is spring water. I'm looking at the label, and I thought that it said where it was from, but no, it doesn't. It says, for nutritional source or bottled water quality information, call blah, blah, blah.
You want me to call blah, blah, blah to see where this water comes from? I think it comes from Kitty Town.
Okay, and then what we do is we pour. No, you can't drink it while I'm pouring it. You can drink it out of the bowl. I think my cat has trained me so that I will stand here and pour water so she can drink the water while it's being poured. Oh, cats. They're kind of wacky. All right, back down into this room where we have this thing. What is this thing that we're going to talk about today? It's that wacky neck I got the other day. And for anybody who missed this or has forgotten, I'm talking about a neck that is a musical instrument neck. And it's an unusual musical instrument neck in a number of ways. First of all, it is strung. So yay, we don't have to put any strings on it, but the strings are old and questionable. This is a dulcimer neck, a mountain dulcimer neck, but it's like half scale. The actual scale length is 30 centimeters, or 1 foot for my American friends. The complete overall length is about 17 and a half centimeters, or about 45, the neck is 17 and a half inches long, head to foot, or about 43 or 44 centimeters long. What's my cat doing? Pippa has now followed me down here and is trying to figure out what's happening. Do you want something? My cat wants to play with the tape measure because I'm measuring things. You want me to measure the kitty? Okay, I'm going to measure my cat. My cat stands approximately 15 inches at the head, which is about, 38 centimeters. How long are you? How long is your butt? Let's measure your kitty butt. My cat says, no, I want to rub my face on the tape measure because this is so fun. Yes, is it fun for babies? This ought to freak her out. Watch this. Oh, it disappeared. What happened to the magic snake? It went back in the magic snake hole. All right, but we're not here to play with my cat. We're not here to play with my cat. I have some boxes. Okay, now my cat is being crazy. See here, you can play with this over here. Oh, look, it's over here now, and it's fun. Oh, it's even funner over here to play with if you're a kitty. Look at this. Okay. There she goes. Sucker. Wait, I needed the tape measure to measure the box. Ah, damn it. Okay, whatever. Doesn't matter. So I've got a cigar box. I've got two cigar boxes. I've got a little cigar box and I've got a big cigar box. This little cigar box is what? It is 22 centimeters by 15 centimeters and it is 4 centimeters deep. This is what it sounds like. When I put the neck on it. If I just have the neck not on a box, it sounds like this. And then when I put it on a box, it sounds like this. But I've got a better box. I don't expect the committee to remember my entire cigar box inventory. But I have some large boxes. Not those little wimpy flat cigar boxes you think of when you think of cigar boxes. Oh no, these are big. How big are they? Well, let's get out the tape measure. Now the cat's mad because I took the tape measure back. Sorry, baby dingins. I'll give it back to you in a minute. These boxes are 17 inches long, which in metric is about 43. Yeah, because it's about as long as the neck. And they are, this big box is, it's just under 8 inches wide, or about 20 centimeters. And how deep are they? They're very deep, about 5 inches deep, or about 12 centimeters deep. Okay, you can go back over here and play with the thing. There you go. My cat thinks the tape measure is some kind of kitty toy. And these boxes are... I got two of these boxes, and I think there's a third one at that cigar store. I saw it the last time I was there, but I didn't buy it. I bought some other ones instead. But anyway, I got two of these. And the committee might remember that I was going to make a cannon. Not a gunpowder type cannon. That's a two-end cannon. I was going to make a one-end cannon, which is a type of medieval musical instrument. It's very simple. These do have a top, but some of these boards and these boxes are loose. You can hear it rattling. But the cool thing is the neck fits on these, on this box very well. And it kind of, you could just set it right on it, or you could let the head overhang so you can change the strings easier. But anyway, here we go. Once again, here's a test. Here's a test of the neck by itself. And then we put the neck on the box, and I'm holding the microphone the same distance away, and I'm trying to do the same velocity of plucking, and it sounds like this. Sounds pretty good. But if I were to attach this neck to the top of this box, it would sound really good. It would be really nice and loud. I need to just even attempt to do that. I need to put this down. And now I can hold the neck firmly up against the box. Okay, here's me not holding it. And now here's me pushing it up against the box. Very good. Right, so this neck is fretted for Mixolydian, and it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 frets, which seems like it makes sense, but it doesn't. But I can play an octave if I start on the third. And when I said I can play an octave, I meant I can play a major scale. So what needs to happen here is that I need to attach this neck to this box somehow. And what I'm thinking is I need to do two things. I need to take the lid off the box first, which won't be a problem. Well, actually, it will be a problem because it's hinged, but it's nailed here. So really all I need to do is pull up this nail, attach the lid. I don't know. Should I glue the lid down? I don't know. It sounds so good as it is, and it's so crappy. I like the way it's good but crappy simultaneously. But what I was wanting to do is then add something else to this. Because this neck... this neck is only, what, 4 centimeters wide, and the box is just 22, 24 centimeters wide? I think I want to offset this neck. Instead of putting it in the middle of the box, sort of put it off to the side here. And then use this extra space for, like, either another neck or just some sympathetic drone strings. I guess they wouldn't be sympathetic strings. They would just be regular drones that you could play. I could put some tuners in here, or I could put a head on the box of some kind, I don't know. Stick some tuners in here. And then, then I could have some more notes. I could put some bass strings, and I could hit those bass strings every once in a while. And of course, there's no frets on the bass strings or anything. They would just be, you just pluck the string. You don't note it in any way. You don't play that string other than plucking it. So that's my idea. The first thing I need to do is work on this neck a little bit. I need to sand the bottom of the neck flat. And there's already three little holes in here. Maybe I can reuse these holes and get some screws and attach the neck to the box. I don't know. That's the plan. That's the idea. And yeah, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, haven't you just reinvented the mountain dulcimer? I mean, isn't a cigar box dulcimer just a mountain dulcimer? Well, yeah. Yeah, well, I didn't really claim to be inventing anything new, but this will be the best half-scale dulcimer. This will be the loudest half-scale dulcimer you've ever seen. And plus, it'll have, cool drone strings or something. So you can be all pot, pan, of course, because carrot, potato, and maybe throw in a bay leaf. Yep, scram, of course. Yep, scram, of course. Yep, scram, of course. Вот здесь Миша. The bay leaf. Carrot, potato. Carrot, potato. Подожди, но. Ха, West Squash. Carrot, potato. Carrot, potato. Подожди, но. Ха, West Squash. Making soup very easy. Add water, set to boil. Add salt from the sea. Little cooking nutted oil. Making soup very easy. Add water, set to boil. Add salt from the sea. Little cooking nutted oil. Once upon a time, Boris started making soup. But he forgot the ingredient that he will never forget again. And what was missing? The bay leaf. Is the meat of course is meat. What you think is it? A trick? Is the meat of course is meat. Make you grow big and strong. Salt, pepper, sure. What you think is it? Carrot, potato. Carrot, potato. Carrot, potato. What you think is it? Oh, mama will be proud. Sorry, бабушка. It's only business. What is mission? The baby. It's the bay leaf. Mama, soup ready. The bay leaf. What is mission? Soup is ready. What plan? Of course. What plan? Of course. What plan? Of course. What is mission? The bay leaf. That's right, the bay leaf. It is missing. Do we need to find it?
No!
Oh, geez, Tobe, you sure are getting a lot of mileage out of that song about the bay leaf. Well, yeah. What would you rather have? The bay leaf or the banana cha-cha? Is that what you want? Because I'll do it. Oh, that was a good one. You got banana cha-cha Vietnam? Yeah, I do. Oh my god, I had to do it. Otherwise, I would have dropped the Animal House theme on you. Here's a bit of obscure music. Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day. Somebody said to me something about Animal House, blah, 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 the music. Oh, it's a classic, legendary music and movie. Oh, yeah, whatever. Animal House. I started thinking about the theme song. Now, I'm sure you've all seen Animal House, unless I have some younger listeners or international listeners who are not familiar with this very famous
comedic American movie, Animal House. It's about a fraternity house at some college that don't even want to go into it. And it's famous for its music. The movie is famous for its music, but not its theme song. You can ask anybody. You can walk up to just about anybody in the United States and say, hey, sing or name some songs from Animal House, the movie. And they will just start singing. They'll start singing, shout, throw your hands up and shout. You know, right? But if you ask them to sing the Animal House theme song, the actual theme song to the movie, they can't do it. They can't recognize it. You could play them the song and they wouldn't even recognize it. You'd say, what song, what movie is this from? What famous movie is this from? They will never recognize it. Are we going to do that right now? I don't know. I hate this song. Am I going to be able to sit through it? I don't know. I guess I can try to tolerate some of this for a few minutes. What was that artifact? Right, do you recognize that song? No, it's not in the movie. It only plays over the end credits. Yeah, absolutely horrid. But the funny thing is, you know who wrote this? Stephen Bishop wrote this. And somebody kill it. Good Lord, I cannot. Now I got the how am I going to get that horrible music out of my brain? Oh my God, I need some brain cleansing music. Wait, I gotta get the phone. Hold on.
The phone's ringing. Hang on a minute. I was just in the lady. Ah, a customer. Good afternoon, Modding School of Motoring.
Hello, I'd like to pass me test. How many lessons do I need, please?
About 95. Bye.
Yeah. All right. That's just some good advice. Some consumer beware advice. Oh, that sounds like... Can you hear that? My lawn guys just showed up. So we can hear lots of interesting lawnmower and leaf blower noise. Yeah, that's fantastic. I love it when I'm doing my show and then suddenly it gets interrupted by something stupid. It's so annoying.
Boy, are you gonna get it now? Damn it. What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to work.
As I was saying, I'm just sitting here trying to do a radio show, and then Kirk Cameron shows up, and all things just go to hell. I mean, Kirk Cameron has the least amount of nyampasu in the entire world. Kirk Cameron couldn't yabare kabare if he tried. Nyampasu. Oh, well, haven't we had an interesting day today? Yes, we have. I need to start thinking about food. Is this carb day? No, this is half carb. Yes, all right. Guess what I'm having for lunch today? Salad and pizza. I get to have one of my mustache pizzas today. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm going to put it in the microwave for 4 minutes and 9 seconds because that's all it takes. Because I do have a 1.63 horsepower microwave. My name's Tobe, and you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I'm pretty excited about lunch, suddenly. Why am I so excited about this? This doesn't really make any sense.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.